Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Lipke. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bert Haas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Eddie Lukon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Harry Gumbert. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Weiss. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Weiss. And now, play ball. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton strikes out. Two outs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Eddie Lukon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lukon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mueller moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton juggles the ball. That's an error on Hatton. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clay strikes out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0-for-1 in the game. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lipke for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0-for-1 in the game. Lucan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Waitkus moves to second. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gurgis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gurgis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurgis is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurgis strikes out. Two outs. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0-for-2 in the game. Lipke hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Haas. The throw from Skeffing and he is safe. Haas steals second. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiss fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lucan hits a pop-up towards short. Gurgis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gumbert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Miller trying to get to third. Lowry throws the ball into Hack, who tags Miller for the out. Two outs. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats D'Alessandro for the out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skeffing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clay. Skeffing reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges is walked intentionally. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Skeffing moves to third. Gerges moves to second. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0 for 3 in the game. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lucan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Usher pinch runs for Eddie Lucan. Lonnie Frey pinch hits for Eddie Miller. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.